Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
I've often talked about how much of a pay-per-view buyer I am. Take that any way you want it, but I'll tell you how I take it. NordVPN.com/Fightful. Fastest VPN on the planet, global server network, all that good stuff. That's great. But a big, big reason why I got NordVPN.com/Fightful is all the pay-per-views I buy, all the money we're spending. We're trying to control costs as a company, as a household. You can get those UFC pay-per-views at a fraction of the price you're paying here in America. Plus, you can get all kinds of great content that you wouldn't normally see thanks to those services as well. Shows that are on overseas services, things that you want to watch a little bit early so you get on that UK time and watch them. Being able to change the interfaces of things like the WWE Network. Maybe you don't like Peacock, anything like that. NordVPN.com/Fightful gives you that ability while having the fastest VPN on the planet. Also, you just get so much more out of your internet experience with NordVPN.com/Fightful. Subscribe to Fight and AEW Plus. Watch AEW without commercials. Watch bare knuckle boxing. Watch UFC pay-per-views, boxing pay-per-views at the rates they're getting over in the UK. Change your virtual location with just one click. And hey, if you need any help using it, they got that 24/7 tech support. NordVPN.com/Fightful. What's up, you guys? Sean Rossap. Welcome to Fightful. It is December 13th, 2023. It's like 12:45 Eastern right now. I know it's way earlier than what you guys had anticipated. I just decided to do this on a whim. Jimmy was going to be unable to do this show in general. And unfortunately, there's a family emergency situation that I kind of have to be on call for throughout the afternoon hours. So I wanted to give you guys a show regardless We will not have a list goes on. I will upload it'll be a look at some of these fancy little Blu-rays back here, et cetera, on Select. But apologies for the inconvenience, guys, but family comes first in this situation. Please leave a thumbs up on this video. Please share the video, anything you got. But if you got any questions you want answered or statements you want read on the air, donate a super chat, donate a Humper chat. I'll also pick some here and there that are of general interest that I think that Jimmy probably would have wanted us to talk about. But I appreciate all the well wishes and the like. I appreciate that, guys. It means an awful lot. But let's go ahead and get into some of the questions, some of the statements, and the like. The Tantalizing Tony Wrestling Show. I did a couple of appearances on his show. He said, great to meet you at WrestleCade. Thanks for all the advice. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if my template is necessarily the one worth following, but it was great to meet you and your daughter putting together that content. When people ask me for advice of how to get started in wrestling or wrestling media or et cetera, I always say everybody's path is different. Everybody's path is unique. Like I would never ask somebody to write for free. Writing for free got me where I am now. So like, while I don't encourage that for anybody else, it objectively helped me get where I am. But also, training as a pro wrestler helped me. Wrestling as a pro wrestler helped me. Training in kickboxing, submission wrestling, catch wrestling, competing in those helped me. Doing commentary, learning how to put together cages and rings, that was helpful. Down to taping people's fists before they fought, that was all helpful and useful stuff towards me. But not everybody not only is going to do that, not everybody has the opportunity to do that. I was very fortunate to be in an MMA-rich area growing up, or not growing up, but as much younger as I am now. And I had those opportunities because there were a lot of people that weren't willing to do those, and not, especially not for free, like I was doing. And I mean, I know there are some people that look on that and they go, well, should have been getting paid, et cetera. Eventually I did. Eventually I worked my way up to that. But one of the biggest pieces of advice I can provide for anybody that's looking to get into content creation or wrestling media or anything is look at where you see a deficiency or look where you see a void and then fill that void. I'll give you a good example. When I was at Wrestling Inc., a guy named Mark Middleton was doing all the aggregating. I had not yet developed sources to really make my mark there. So I was doing admin work for Wrestling Inc. I was doing all the transcribing. I was doing the audio. I was setting up the podcast. And then I looked at what was evolving. And I was like, okay, nobody's covering Lucha Underground, Global Force, ROH, TNA at the time, New Japan. So I focused specifically on those things because I saw a deficiency there. I saw a gap in that site, for example. On my site, I've always wanted people to do what are called the fight size updates for MMA. I've had a lot of people that I've tasked with that, but few have like followed through on it and made it like their thing. There's a deficiency there. There's a gap there. Robert DeFelice, for example, he excels in gaming coverage and the like. So he does very well at that. You guys got a bunch of super chats, Humper chats in. We're not here to ask about like other outlets or anything like that. So if you guys are doing that, send another super chat or Humper chat because we're not here to give other people promo on that type of thing. Caden says, about to drive to Dallas for AEW. 6-match card seems insane. Should be a great episode. Love you, bud. Yeah, winter is coming though. It's sort of like a pay-per-view for them. So I'm okay with them doing the 6-match card. I think that it's something that they got the overrun too, which is also very important. Amir says, hope everything is okay. Best wishes to your family. I don't like to provide too much insight, but you know, as family members get older, sometimes they lose their faculties and it sucks to see. Crispy Chris says, wish the best to you and your family, Sean. Is Boozer a reliable source for news? So like, I don't necessarily care about this, but like, I'm not here to cover the credibility of other people. I'll say this, Boozer sent me a very nice apology interpersonally a few weeks ago. I think he understood where I came from on a lot of those issues. And whether or not somebody is credible or not, my job is to debunk inaccurate news, verify accurate news, and to report accurate news. So that's, I mean, when I debunk news, it's rarely personal. It's just a thing that you got to do. Have you heard anything about where Julia may go? WWE has interest, and they have maintained interest, and they have repeated the interest to me numerous times. They've become a lot more brazen about the people that they're interested in particularly. I know that there are some people that say that AEW isn't necessarily high on Julia, and I know that there are some people in the company that are basically like, well, she knocks the shit out of people. But I mean, I don't know if that's something that can't be overcome. You know what I mean? Oh, Joel Wood says, Dave says things greatly changed about Raw media rights, possibly relating to Punk. Raj and Bischoff seem to think it's WBD. What do you think? Twitter would be a cesspool if that happened. Ah, Joel, why do you got to do this to me, buddy? So, I don't vague tweet anymore. If Dave or anybody else wants to do it, it's their Twitter. They can do what the hell they want. The last time that somebody vague tweeted and then I said, this is what they're talking about, it was the Saudi WWE sale thing in which I said, I've got no insight that that will happen. No insight whatsoever. And it turned into a big thing. So what I am about to say is not verified, followed up on, yes. Is not verified, anything like that. Here's what I heard he was talking about. Word was from people close to Punk and even from Punk that WBD contacted WWE and set up a meeting with maybe Triple H, Shapiro, and Nick Khan. However, I know that WBD and AEW met yesterday. I don't know how far back these alleged WWE and WBD talks happened. However, people in WWE that should know about this stuff are very much like, I don't think that's true. And in the past, when there were rumors about WBD and WWE, they also put those out very quickly. Now, this was interesting to me for a couple of reasons. Anybody that has dealt with WWE or reps, you always hear the, oh, number one doesn't acknowledge number two. Behind the scenes, number one acknowledges number two an awful lot. Like there's always the catty stuff that goes on between companies and all that stuff, especially from a visual perspective. It seems like to me that would be something that WWE would be very excited to tout, right? Whether it be to media or to talent or whatever. CM Punk seems like the kind of person that would know what he's talking about in that. However, people in WBD are like, we haven't heard this at all. People in WWE high up are like, we haven't heard this at all. However, there's a pretty famous situation involving CM Punk that none of those people heard about 2 weeks ago. I will say this, there are people, the dark Twitter rumors, et cetera, and even behind the scenes, there are some people that think that WBD has a piece of AEW. There have been certain chatter that leads me to believe that might not be true, but literally none of this is something that I can get somebody to say, yeah, this is happening or anything like that. I get a lot of, no, I don't think it's happening, but not a lot of, yes, it is happening. Now, one of the talking points that got brought up associated with this was, well, WBD might be not be able to afford what Raw wants, but maybe WWE will do it just to be petty to AEW. I think AEW and WBD's relationship is probably way better than that. And also, for the amount that WBD is probably going to pay AEW, even for the drastically reduced ratings, it's still probably a better value. And also, how does WWE, if that rumor were true about them maybe taking less to stick it to AEW, how would they resolve that to stockholders? So that's the chatter. That's the rumor. And I want to make this abundantly clear. Ain't a none of it confirmed. None of it. But that's what everybody's chattering about right now. That's what the chatter is. But I've got literally nothing to back that up. So listen, you can be mad that I spit out the rumors or whatever, but it's the only damn thing people have been asking me about for the last day. What's your favorite piece of news you broke this year? Ooh, this year? Okay, maybe. So I'm always like on to the next thing. So maybe if anybody in the chat can think of one, Maybe I'll know. That's a good question. That's a really great question, Caden. Have fun tonight. You see Keanu Carter, Obafemi, Monty Brown vibes. Yeah, I like it. I would love some integration of Monty Brown onto my TV more often. Any big predictions for winter is coming tonight? Debut, upset, W, return, etc. Wishing the best for you and your family. Well, let me see what the winter is coming card is. I don't think we're going to see a big debut. I'll tell you what I want to see. Maybe it's a little demented of me. I want to see Christian.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Come out and confront Devon Eriks. That's what I want to see. Man. Swerve and John Moxley as a draw. That's what I think will happen. Man. Any news on Charlotte's potential injury from SmackDown last week? Yeah, I mean, it was a legit injury. It was ugly, man. It was a rough one. I'm glad she was able to like walk off and all that stuff because it was nasty. And you just always hate to see that. You hate to see something like that unfold. And I haven't, there's no way of me saying anything, but I don't have an update as of yet. But I know it's the type of situation they wanted to wait and get an appropriate medical evaluation. She had returned home from the road. But in a situation like that, I had somebody reach out and say, oh, well, we're told that she's going to miss months. I'm like, they wouldn't have that info yet. Like, I remember when Logan Paul left Saudi Arabia, and it's like torn ACL, MCL, LCL, PCL, everything with a CL. It's like you can't diagnose it that quick. You just can't. Swelling's got to go down. You got to get the MRI, all that stuff. James says, howdy, SRS. Wanted to thank you for all you do in a world full of carny folks. You have integrity. I try to. We're a little carny too. We got to sell subscriptions, but all in good fun and entertainment. How newsworthy do you think the 1-1 Raw will be considering they're competing against college football playoffs? Well, I respect the fact that they aren't punting, pun intended. It means an awful lot to me that they're not willing to do that anymore. And they saw the success of WWE Day 1 a couple years ago. Now, granted, the booking decisions surrounding that are just absolute dog shit. But I think that they look at this and they go, you know what? We can make this special. We can make this New Year's Raw something cool. I remember when I was a wee little kid, they did the Raw Bowl and they had like the football field mat and they dressed in jerseys and stuff. And I loved it. It was such a different match type for the time. But I wish they would do something like that. Do something fun with these tag teams. Bring back the Raw Bowl. It's been 28 years. Bring back the Raw Bowl. But I love that they're doing a world title match. I think they should do Nakamura Cody 2 there as well. I think that would be good. And also throw another title match on there. Patrick says, thanks for all you do. Hope everything's all right. As of now, hugs to USRS. Does Punk really want HBK's NXT position one day down the road? So this is something that Ibu of WrestlePurist had mentioned. And if it's something that Ibu of WrestlePurist is saying about CM Punk, it's going to be from a very, very, very good source. And Ibu is very good at following up and staying level-headed and realistic about the information in which is divulged to him. So, yeah, I would say so. And you know what? There were a lot of people scoffing at this. And I know, especially immediately after what happened between Jack Perry and the fights and a lot of that stuff, I know it's easy to scoff at that. And listen, I get it. If you don't like Punk, I get it. If you like Punk, I get it. But listen, I'm going to be fair to everybody we cover. A whole lot of people scoffed at the idea of Shawn Michaels doing that when he was brought in. They're like, why does he even need to? And if you went back 25 years, 20, however many years, a lot of people would have scoffed at the idea that Shawn Michaels would ever leave developmental or lead developmental. They would not have thought that it was a real thing. I think that CM Punk, based on at least what I've heard about NXT and his experience there so far, is fine. They're still in the honeymoon phase, but he was there yesterday with no plan to be on the show. He was just there helping people out. He was just there giving advice. And to that, I say, fuck yeah, man. If CM Punk is the kind of guy you want to take advice from and he's willing to give it, hell yeah, man. Guy knows how to get over. Guy knows how to work. Guy knows how to cut a promo. He knows how to create buzz. He knows how to get over despite ridiculous booking situations. I think he'd be a phenomenal person if it's something that, you know, his heart was in. Could AEW do a Continental Classic for the women? I wish they would. I think one day they will. I don't know if it'll be imminent, but I think one day they will. Where do you see Mercedes Moné signing WWE or AEW? Hope all is well and everyone is safe. Please enjoy the holidays. I will enjoy the holidays. This Saturday, Jeff Hawkins is coming in to watch the Bengals game with me. Very excited about that. I think she'll go back to WWE eventually. Maybe this year. A lot of things. It's dependent on negotiations and all that. But I don't know if anything's imminent. Rock Hard Joel Wood says, since Endeavor doesn't seem to care about competitors being on the same network, do you ever see a scenario where WWE has WWE and AEW on their networks? Yeah, I do. Unless WWE were to land on WBD and signs an exclusivity, because PFL is on ESPN along with UFC. Guys, I'm going to take a quick break so you can hear from our new sponsor, BetOnline. Hey guys, I'm here to tell you about betonline.ag, the official betting partner of Fightful. It's not just an online platform. They've been trusted for over 25 years. They boast a focus on the player approach and have built their reputation on offering their clients nothing but the best. From cutting-edge technology to enticing promotions and the latest sports betting odds. Whether it be wrestling, MMA, boxing, or football, baseball, basketball, or racing, anything you can think of. All major sporting events are covered by betonline.ag. Fast payouts, highest credit card acceptance industry-wide, safe and secure online environments, and their live betting feature allows you to bet on your favorites weekly and easily and in real time. betonline.ag. That's where we're going at Fightful. That's where we suggest you go as well. That's where we get all of our odds at. BetOnline.ag. Only bet what you can and please bet responsibly. Buddy, I am fired up about that partnership with BetOnline. We have legitimately got all of our odds there. So like if you ever see us post anything on Twitter or on Select or on Fightful about the current odds, it's always come from BetOnline. So when I was like, okay, we should get a betting partnership, they were the only ones that I hit up. I was like, you know what? Let's do a partnership with them because we're already running their stuff. So it's very clear that we believe in them as a company, but very excited. Will says, thing is, Dave just tweeted that and walked out of the room. It's his Twitter, man. It is his Twitter, but it does fill up my inbox afterwards. Any word on where, when Grizzled Young Vets might show up? I think that if they were able to get out of their deals before All In, they would have had a match there. I think they'll probably end up working All In this year at some point. But I would imagine they, like TNA, would be interested in them as well. Can you learn if the crew or the CC winner will be able to defend each belt separately? If one goes to different people, will the New Japan and ROH belt holders be entered into the next CC to reunite all three belts, or will three belts always be on the line? So they never said that next year will be the Triple Crown winner. They said that the winner of this tournament will be in next year's tournament. So say Bryan Danielson wins this tournament. He wins the Triple Crown. He can lose the Triple Crown between now and then, and then still be in next year's tournament. Makes sense in that regard. I will ask about the individual defenses. I will see. Neo Detroit, thank you so much. Will says, Triple H is going to give talent a week off. Did he do that on his own, or did he have to run it through TKO? It's been something that has been going on for quite a while. Like, it was just a taping schedule update. That's another thing. Like, a lot of people took that as like, oh my gosh, Triple H is like Santa handing out gifts. We posted a random update in our select portions yesterday that was just, hey, the Seth Rollins CM Punk segment didn't have a producer listed. We've posted that 100 times, but none of them got over 1,000 retweets like when WrestleOps aggregated it. Then Brian Gewirtz was, this is dumb. This has always been this way for no physicality. Well, kind of. It's true that often happens, but like, for the example, the Nia Becky thing didn't have physicality. It had a producer listed. And the way that I've always understood it is the reason for that is those segments at some point had physicality planned. There's a lot to that, but I mean, that was just a throwaway line in an update. Mercedes and AEW fall through or just nothing new. They had a plan to possibly work together, but I mean, I don't know if they've ever been able to officially come to terms. Have you heard who WWE is high on in this breakout tournament? Feels like some NXT wrestlers need a call up. Yeah, there are a lot of them that need a call up. As I look at the brackets, I'm going to pull them up to make sure to just see who I've heard of in, or who I've heard the company is high on in the past. Because I mean, some of these guys have just been off TV for quite a while to lead up to this. Tavion Heights is a guy, I don't want to say high on, but they brought him in for a main event taping recently. And they don't do that by accident. They're very calculated on when they do that. It doesn't mean like call-ups are imminent or anything, but yeah. Is the 90-day period up? Need Mustafa Ali All Elite? Not yet. I'm supposed to talk to him whenever his 90 days is up, though. You mentioned on the Raw post show you would do Becky, Rhea on Elimination Chamber main event. Would you do a rematch at Mania, or would you use that to set up their respective Mania matches? If they're not going to main event Mania, I would have them main event Elimination Chamber. And I think that would be hot. But a lot of it depends on who is over at the time. Because if somebody else is over and you can put Rhea against them, you can do Becky, well, assuming Charlotte's okay, Becky, Charlotte, Bayley. Maybe you can get Mercedes in against Damage Control. That would be really, really cool. If you can bring in celebrities for one-off on Mania, why can't you bring in Mercedes to do a one-off on Mania? Maybe she doesn't want to, but that could, you know, be set up appropriately. Guys, reminder, get your super chats in, get your humper chats in. Dead Sea Life says, Gewirtz lost his mind. No. Oh, do you mean about that tweet? Like, I get it. I mean, I have a great relationship with Brian Gewirtz. I like him a lot. He's that dude's fucking brilliant. Like, I'm not going to minimize anything that he says. I understand that his isn't as much with the report. It's the leaks. And that's something he's always communicated to me. And it's one of those things where he absolutely hates the idea of leaks, and you know, it's what we operate on. Sorry. Like, doesn't mean I don't like him personally. I think Brian's a great dude. I mean, it's just, you know, a difference in philosophies there, but guy's brilliant. Amir says, any update on Sheamus? Still dealing with a shoulder injury as best I know. As best I know, unfortunately. I'm going to get through or check out these Humper chats, see if we got any left. Jason says, Sean, how are you feeling after your match with Shazza? Have you considered doing any other matches? Since then, I've been contacted for 7 matches, including 3 from former WWE people. Matt Cardona posted it publicly. But I'm feeling great. I feel really good. I ate like a complete dumbass for a week after that. I know I wasn't in like peak physical condition or anything, but I lost like 15 pounds and a good percentage of body fat there training for that match and getting back to it this next week because I just felt great doing that. It felt really good to be doing like an hour, 90 minutes on the stairs and all that stuff. And it felt good to raise that amount of money for a good cause. So if me getting trolled by idiots online raises some money for a good cause, I can take those lumps, man. I can handle that. Crispy Chris says, what was the feeling in AEW when Punk went to WWE? I mean, some disbelief, but some people, like, they had largely moved beyond it. I mean this sincerely. The night that CM Punk popped up on WWE, Tony Khan was more concerned about Shibata. I had posted an exclusive story on Fightful Select about Shibata, and Tony was like, hey, what did you write? And I go, you mean about Punk? And he goes, no, Shibata. He didn't give a damn about the Punk thing. And then from what I heard, he was surprisingly like calm about it. Thoughts on MJF's upcoming scenes, supposedly cut significantly from Iron Claw, sending positive vibes your way. I don't know how much he was to be involved in it to begin with. I have no idea how much was cut or anything like that. Haven't seen the movie. I know that he was enjoying doing the red carpet stuff and media and the like, and it was something important to him. He consulted a lot on the wrestling-related stuff. I'm sure that like director's cut versions will feature him more heavily. But we'll see. Sam McKay says, with Ospreay and Okada coming back for matches, Kushida being signed, who else from New Japan do you see in TNA featuring in 2024, maybe long-term? Ooh, let me look at the roster. Because, I mean, if Okada can, anybody can. I could see the War Dogs. I could see that happening because I think that would be a good platform for them. I would like to see Fred Rosser run over to Impact Wrestling. Even though he's on Strong, I would like to see that. Combinations of Bullet Club always are tried and true. And it's very easy to put like any 4 people against any 4 members of Bullet Club and say, Bullet Club. Vicky says, hi, SRS. Thoughts to you and your team for making my life better. Sting news? Why is Flair hogging his spotlight? Thoughts? Revolution ahead. Yeah, I don't need Flair involved. I understand why AEW says they did it for the sponsorship dollars. These were the first 2 guys, along with Great Muta, that I ever saw on screen. So soft spot for them, but my soft spot for Flair went away a long time ago. Don't need him. I don't need to watch him. I turned down an interview with him 4 weeks ago, a week after people said that I wouldn't. Sting, I enjoy watching. I feel he's a good person. I'm fascinated by the guy. He's also booked for Squared Circle Expo. Hopefully I can get an interview there or somewhere. I want to call in every favor I can to hopefully get that to happen. I think Sting's retirement match will be a very out of left field thing, but I think it'll be his call. Andy says, just joining, so sorry if this has been asked about Raw and AEW TV rights negotiation. Any truth to this Raw to WBD rumor? So we covered this pretty heavily earlier, Andy, if you want to go back to the start, but I'll address it to you here. There are rumors that WBD and WWE met. AEW and AEW and WBD did meet yesterday. Tony said as much. They have a very loyal relationship as of now, but I don't think necessarily that anything is set in stone. I think that everything is on the field. I think that even AEW and WWE on WBD are in play. I think anything's possible. Why do people think Raw is going to Warner? Internet rumors, my friends. That's about it. On Ariel's show last week, he asked the TKO rep about sponsors, and the rep says he wouldn't be surprised if the WWE ring has sponsors on the canvas similar to UFC. Sean, can you see that happening? 100%. Surprised they haven't already. They sell everything else. Why not that? Why not the ring space? I actually like that on a ring mat. Like, I don't mind it at all. And it's something that you can say, well, you're not just getting it for this week. You're getting it in perpetuity because it's going to live on the network or Peacock or wherever the hell, YouTube forever. So you pay us this, you pay us up front. You're going to get your logo slapped on it here. And then you set the stage and it's free money. It is free money that you weren't making before. That's why we get sponsors. It's helpful to us. It helps sustain us. It helps pay the talent more. So yeah, I fully believe. I think they'll sell it there. I think they'll sell it on the barricades. I think that you'll see WWE decked out like NASCAR in the future. Final four for both Rumbles. Drew, Cody, Randy, Punk, Becky, Bailey, Bianca, and somebody out of left field. I think maybe like Ivy might be in there. That's a good one. I love the Rumble. Are there any plans to build up a women's tag scene in WWE, even at the NXT PC level? No. They'll build up a tag team here and there, and then a team will come and defend it, etc. Developing those tag titles was just a lame idea anyway. Just a lame idea anyway, because they had a terrible booker at the time and they didn't want to book things right. So they should have never, ever had those women's tag titles in NXT. They were never planning on booking them right. It's still one of those things. It's just so frustrating to see, right? Because everybody knew it was a bad idea. They still did it. When we see Thunder Rosa back on TV, hopefully imminently. I know there have been some like tentative pitches, but me saying that isn't something you should aggregate in your Twitter accounts there, buddies. But she's been ready for months and months and months. And when you've been gone that long, I don't know why they don't just have something ready for you. What's up with that tweet, Dave tweet yesterday? Prayers for you, Sean. You got to scroll back for that one. I can't go through that one over and over again, Spencer. But it's related to the WWE WBD stuff. Sasha Banks, surprise entrance for Rumble Final Four. If she's in it, she'll probably be in the Final Four for sure. And I would love that. That'd be great. How much will Punk be on TV from now to the Rumble? After Seth promo, he said, I'll see you at the Rumble. Any chance he goes away till then? Nope, he's going to be on TV. He's doing live events. He was so pumped up that he flew to NXT yesterday. Yeah, he'll be around. He'll be around, my friends. Guys, thank you all so much. I do have to bring this show to a bit of a halt. So sorry, but thank you for all of you that showed up early and sent super chats and humper chats. I greatly appreciate that. Sorry for the adjusted time and all that stuff, but family comes first there. But I want to say thank you all so much. I should be here for the AEW podcast tonight. If not, I'll have an appropriate fill-in. Until next time, we're out.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.